Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Writer Than You.
All right, here we go, Bill. Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy spoke this morning at the league meetings and had this to say about America's team's quiet offseason when it comes to free agents.
The reality of our business is the economics. I mean, you know, the economics, as your players grow and as their value grows, you know, how you keep them all together is a, you know, that's a whole another competition that goes on year to year. So it's if you're progressing and the value of your players is increasing, the economics of your football teams is never going to be the same year to year.
Bill, buy or sell Mike McCarthy's reasoning for Dallas not signing free agents?
I mean, look, I understand. I'll buy.
Buy.
Can I just sell the early? Doesn't it feel like early season excuse making?
Yeah, we're the only team in the NFL that operates under a cap. So every other team doesn't have to deal with this, but we do. So it's been really challenging. Someone whispers in McCarthy's ear. Oh, everybody does? Oh, okay.
Dude, can you stop calling? I know you do it to get under my skin.
I do.
Can you please not call the Cowboys America's team?
All right, just for clarity's sake, never again or only use it sparingly?
I don't love it.
Okay. Never again.
I just think it's an inaccurate moniker. Maybe I'm wrong, though. Maybe they are America's team. My co-host over on my tri-host, there's three of us, my bosses at CBS Sports said, hit me up. Very nice guy. Said, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard you say. Did not like it. Ashley Nicole Moss, not John Gonzalez, they're both my co-host. She is a Cowboys fan, even though she's from New York and lives in Miami. So I guess they are. Ugh, they're everywhere. Maybe they are America's team.
I like that second way you described it. Your co-hosts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Maybe that's a better.
Go with that. See how that
co-host
works out. Co-host
of the Power 2?
Too much math for me.
How many times a year do you have a dream? For me, it's about 4 or 5. Vivid dream that you are in college or high school, usually college, and you have a test to go to and you haven't studied for it or gone to class all year.
Yeah, I'd say it's around that 2 or 3 mark.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's terrifying.
It's terrible.
All right, Bill, let's get back to the NFL here. The Denver Broncos have the number 12 pick in the draft next month. And at the league meetings this morning in Orlando, when Ian Rappaport of NFL Network asked head coach Sean Payton how realistic it was that Denver could move up in the draft, Payton said, quote, realistic. After releasing Russell Wilson, the only quarterbacks on Denver's roster right now, Jared Stidham and Ben DiNucci. Bill, buy or sell the Broncos need to draft a quarterback this year?
Buy. I remember when Drew Brees retired on this show. I did the show in the evenings then. or the afternoons if you're on the West Coast. I remember saying that Sean Payton would now show to what degree he was a guru or just the guy that got to coach Drew Brees. And it turned out, without Drew Brees, in his short time after that happened in New Orleans, he was, in fact, not a guru. Now we get to play the same game again. Because they have to draft a quarterback. They have to find a quarterback that they can use. But you also have to believe Sean Payton is capable of properly identifying that person, getting the most out of them, bringing them along, handling the pressure, helping them do that. I do not have a lot of confidence in that fact. Turned out that Tom Brady was a big part of the reason Bill Belichick looked real smart. And I think it's a very similar thing that's gone on with Sean Payton and Drew Brees. And by the way, Sean Payton didn't have nearly the reputation that the hoodie had. So yeah, they got to draft a guy, but they also got to properly get the best out of that person. And I'm skeptical that Sean Payton's going to be the guy to do that.
All right, Bill. Speaking of drafting quarterbacks, yesterday Jets owner Woody Johnson had this to say about quarterback Zach Wilson.
I feel badly about Zach in some ways because, you know, last year would have been a great, he would have been a first time he could just sit back and watch a master at work, right? Mm-hmm. And he's never had that. He's been in the fire from day one. And I think that's what he needs. He needs to be in a place where he can observe for a while. And he's got the skill. He can do everything. There's a reason we drafted him at number two overall. And I have confidence that he'll get there at some point.
Can that happen here? Can that? I mean, you have Tyrod, you have Aaron.
I think it's, you know, it's possible. You know, if we don't trade him, we're going to keep him. So it's possible that he could do it here. It's probably better if he changes faces and gets to a new place and kind of he can wipe the slate clean, you know, in that way.
So if the Jets cannot trade Zach Wilson, they will not cut him. They will keep him. And remember, Bill, the Jets already signed veteran Tyrod Taylor to be Aaron Rodgers' backup for next season. Bill, buy or sell it would be a mistake to have Zach Wilson on the Jets roster next year.
I'll buy that it's a mistake for everybody involved.
Buy.
But by the way, I like Woody Johnson's candor. I agree with everything he said other than he's going to get there. He may not get there. But I think the reasons he outlined are reasonable. Who's going to want to trade for Zach Wilson? If you take Woody at his word, and maybe it's maybe he's being a little disingenuous because if you say, yeah, we don't get anything, we're going to cut him, then whoever might trade for him will just wait for him to be cut. But if they really are intent on keeping him, who is trading for Zach Wilson? Who thinks he has value to give up anything for that guy? He's probably another failed quarterback. And Sam Darnold and Zach Wilson had the same problem. They were drafted by the Jets. And I do think had he studied under Aaron Rodgers, there was maybe a chance. But obviously that didn't happen. Aaron Rodgers went down the first play of the year. And the rest was more just into the fire, which he was not capable, again, of handling. Do you feel bad for Zach Wilson? I feel bad for Zach Wilson.
I mostly don't feel bad.
Yeah, he didn't come off as, he wasn't unlikable, but he wasn't likable. And maybe there were some, and maybe it's how the video was edited, but there were some maturity things for me, just some, like, that's your guy?
All right, Bill, let's get to some college hoops here. Last night, 8-seed West Virginia gave number 1-seed Iowa and Caitlin Clark a real game. Now, the Hawkeyes led by 2 at halftime, and the game was in question in the final minutes, but Iowa came away with a 10-point win to advance to the Sweet 16. However, Bill, as you know, there was a very large disparity in free throw attempts last night. Iowa shot 30 free throws to West Virginia's 5, and Caitlin Clark alone had 12 herself. Bill, buy or sell the free throw disparity bothers you?
I'm going to sell. Look, I'm from Iowa, so I got biases here. There's a few things. One, the officiating's not been great in the women's tournament. And if you saw the last game where Caitlin Clark had an elbow to her face that wasn't called a foul. I mean, it should have been a flagrant, too. The person should have been kicked out of the game. It's one of the most violent, and I thought intentional, moves I've seen. Turnabout isn't fair play for West Virginia. They didn't do anything in that first game. I thought the officiating was, and I saw all the complaining on social about it. I thought down the stretch that the disparity made sense. I thought that West Virginia got really physical, and I thought Iowa did not commit that many fouls and commit as many fouls. I thought it was a West Virginia team that didn't have the same level of talent that was trying to make it a physical game. That said, it's a pretty serious disparity.
All right, Bill, let's head over to the men's side. Last night on his coach's show, John Calipari told fans he remains committed to winning at Kentucky.
I talked again about the standard that is the standard that I believe in, that I think we can do. But that standard of national titles has been here from Coach Rupp on. And the only thing that I'm saying to all our fans, I'm going to work in our state, work for this program and this university, really work for these young people. And that's my commitment. I'm not changing. 24/7, let's go. Whether it's recruiting, all the stuff that we've got to do. That is a commitment that I give to the fans, and I haven't changed. This is like wearing a coat. It never goes away. But I love it. This is what I want. This is what I wanted. This is why I never left. This is it. And now it's, let's come together and let's go do something. Let's do something special. And we can do it. We've done it. Let's do it again.
Bill, buy or sell John Calipari sounded desperate.
Buy.
Buy.
Did he say that it's like a coat?
He did.
I never get rid of it? Is that always have it? Well, what?
Apparently, he always wears a coat.
My coats are in my closet. I definitely get rid of coats when they're no longer helpful. And if my coat didn't keep me warm, I would throw the coat away. If my coat, in fact, made me colder and failed at its job to be a coat, I would get rid of it. If the coat turned out to be a tattered T-shirt and it were snowing, I would no longer want that coat. What is he talking about?
Seemed to be talking in circles a bit there.
Kind of like his coaching. Didn't make a lot of sense.
Ooh, I see what you did there.
Oh.
All right, Bill. Hoopier than thou. Let's get to
By the way, can I just sell people who criticize going after low-hanging fruit?
Sell.
Have you ever tried to get fruit off a tree? You want the low-hanging fruit.
So you're saying there's no easy fruit to get off a tree?
No, no. I don't know why. When I was a kid, my parents had a wicker apple picker, and we didn't have an apple tree or any fruit trees. And then years later, I did come across a fruit tree, and we didn't. I don't know where that thing was. So the point is, when people say, "Oh, that's low hanging fruit," yeah, I know. If you've got a can of tomatoes in your cupboard right in front of you, but then you have 12 cans of tomatoes that are up above the fridge, you have to get a ladder. You're going to say, "Oh, low-hanging can of tomatoes. I'm going to get the..." No, man. Low-hanging fruit is great. All of you who criticize low-hanging fruit, shut up.
There's certainly no transition for that one. All right, Bill, Hoopier than thou, some NBA here. The Pacers beat the Clippers yesterday in L.A., 133-116. Kawhi, Paul George, and James Harden were all in the lineup, and Russell Westbrook made his return. Bill, L.A. has now lost 6 of their last 9 games and are the 5 seed in the Western Conference. Bill, buy or sell the Clippers turning their play around as the playoffs are just 3.5 weeks away?
They could, but let me sell. Let me tell you why.
Sell.
Here's why. You ready?
Hit me.
One, the Clippers and the Pelicans, that's a terrible matchup for the Clippers. They've only won 2 of those 3 games in 8 of their last 10. Or 3 of those 4 games this year, excuse me. In 8 of the last 10. It's just a bad matchup. And 2, I have a theory. So this is the first time since his Toronto season that Kawhi Leonard has made the 60-game mark. A lot of times you'll hear about guys who haven't played in the playoffs hitting a wall in the postseason, kind of running out of gas. Because to win an NBA championship, it's part of the reason I think the Warriors broke down, you have to win 16 games. So you're playing, I mean, you can be playing as many as 33 games in theory, right? So it's 20 to 30 games. That's a third of a season. That's a huge chunk of a season. Kawhi Leonard is hitting his wall now because he has played 62 or 63 games for the first time in 6 years. And I think his load management over the years, which didn't work, also has made him at an older age unable to take just the reality of a longer season. He's hitting a wall. Paul George is hitting a wall. James Harden's not reliable in the playoffs. Yeah, I think they're in deep, deep trouble.
All right, Bill, one last one for you here. Last night, the Hawks came back from being down 30 to beat the Celtics 120 to 118. Now, both Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown played big minutes for Boston, while there was no Trae Young for Atlanta. Buy or sell last night is another example of why you're skeptical about the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, bye. Now, I'll say this. Tatum played really well down the stretch. He played really well in the fourth quarter. He played really well in the last 2 minutes. He got a garbage bucket. But he played really, really, I think 5 of 11 in the fourth quarter is what he had for a bunch of points. Really good. There's something about Boston that makes me nervous. There's something about Boston that seems vulnerable and frail. I really enjoyed the tomato can rant because it's true.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.